Hello, boys and girls. Today we are going to talk about the one thing that all businesses that sell for crazy multiples have in common.
So the big question is this: how do entrepreneurs like us, who are running real businesses, spending money from our own pockets, how do we build, grow, and operate our businesses in a way that lets us exit them one day for millions of dollars? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Raleigh Williams, and welcome to the Exit Plan Secrets Podcast.
Okay, today I want to talk to you about a principle that I use when I'm looking at businesses and helping entrepreneurs get in a position to sell their business for the best multiple possible. And it's also a principle that I use while I'm looking at businesses to buy. And it's called the STAR principle. There's a great book on it. If you really want to go in depth, it's by Richard Koch. I recommend that you read it. I've referred it to a bunch of buddies of mine that are buying businesses as a way to start looking at things differently in terms of the businesses that they're looking at. So basically, the STAR principle is a matrix. And on the X axis, the vertical axis, there's the market follower is at the bottom and the market leader is at the top. On the Y axis, the horizontal axis, on the left side, you have low market growth. And on the right side, you have high market growth. So in the bottom left quadrant, where you are a market follower and you have low market growth, that quadrant is basically a dog. You're not the leader in the market, and the market also isn't growing. And so with dogs, if you have a dog business, you want to try to sell. I actually talk to a lot of people that have dog businesses and they don't know what they need to do in order to sell. But usually dog businesses go for really low multiples, and entrepreneurs with dog businesses, a lot of times they don't want to sell to a low multiple. So the STAR principle kind of helps you figure out the levers that you need to pull in order to position your business as a STAR business, both from a narrative standpoint, what you need to do in order to tell the story to a buyer, and also from an execution standpoint, things that you need to change in order to make the business more sellable. So above the dog, you have something that is in a low market growth, but it's also the market leader in that business. So that's just above. So it's still on the left side, but it's above the dog, and that's a cash cow. It's leading a low market, a low growth market business. Cash cows, usually for a cash cow, you want to make sure that you're protecting it as best you can, and you're taking that cash and putting it in something that can be the leader in a high growth market. And that's the STAR business. That's the thing that we're going to get to. But cash cows are good businesses. There's just not a lot of growth left. And so you should be taking that cash to protect the cow, first of all, and then be putting that cash in something that's high growth. That's a cash cow. To the bottom right, you have something that's in a high growth market, but it's not the leader in that market. And that's called a question mark. That's like, you're not sure what you need to do with that, because as a market grows, then the most of the market economics go to the market leader. You've seen this in coronavirus, right? Online shopping has grown exponentially, but Amazon gets the majority of that growth because they're the market leader. Market economics always go to the market leader, which is why STAR businesses are so attractive. And so if you are in a high growth market, but you're not the leader in that market, then usually the question is, what do we need to do in order to be the leader? And that takes us to something that's in a high growth market that is the market leader. And that's a STAR business. STAR businesses are the thing. The guy that wrote the book, Richard Koch, he's made 15 or 16 investments, and the two or three that have generated more than 80% of his net worth have been STAR businesses, businesses that are market leaders in high growth markets. And so the STAR business is what we're looking for in terms of positioning our own business, and also what we're looking for from an acquisition standpoint of other people's businesses. So the two difficult pieces of the analysis are, how do you size what your market is? How do you determine what that market is? And how do you determine how you can become a leader in that market? So when you're looking at growth in the market, usually it's determined by something that's growing at least 10% a year over year. That's something that has high growth. And when you're looking to potentially sell your business, you want to be able to make the argument that the market, you get to decide what the market is. And as you determine your market, that's how you can show the growth. So for instance, in a brick and mortar business, you if growth across the industry, so in a trampoline park business, if growth in the trampoline park industry is slow, I can still make the argument that growth within the specific trade area from a population standpoint, that's a high growth market. The area that I'm in is growing 15, 10%, 12% because there's more population coming in. So you can kind of craft the narrative when you're selling that you're in a high growth market and that you are the market leader because in a brick and mortar business, you can show that because you can charge higher prices, you have better reviews than everybody else, that you have the best name brand recognition. Those are all things that you can craft when you're trying to build a narrative to a buyer on why they should buy your business. On the buy side, you need to be doing your own analysis and making sure that whatever a broker or a banker or deal professionals, that they're not persuading you one way or the other. And it's their job to persuade you. If you're looking at startup investments, it's the entrepreneur's job to craft a story on why it's an attractive investment for you, but it's your job to know that that's their job, and then for you to also do your own analysis and step away from them, step away from the story that they're telling, and say, what do I think this market actually is? What do I think this product can actually be? But when you're looking at it through the lens of a star business, the few entrepreneurs that I know that have had nine-figure exits, I don't know anyone personally that's had a 10-figure exit, but those that have had nine-figure exits, they have been people that were in a growth stage of their business. They were able to tell the story on why they were the market leader and also that the growth was going to continue, and they had all of their ducks in a row to be able to sell while that growth trend was happening. That's kind of like that's the alchemy involved in selling a business is having all of your ducks in a row so that when you hit a growth spurt and you can go to market and have somebody buy while you're on the uptrend. And usually the natural inclination is the opposite. An entrepreneur will look and say, oh, I want to ride the growth and then sell on the down. And that's usually how things get messed up. But the star principle is something that has helped me a ton in looking at businesses. Growth is so important in a business. If a business that you're looking to sell or one that you're looking to buy isn't growing with the founder attached to it, you have to be really scared or careful and really know your analysis on what you're going to do to grow the business and what you can do to start generating that momentum again towards growth. So look for things that are high growth markets, market leaders in high growth industries. That's your star business. Everything else, dogs, cash cows, and question marks, you have to figure out how to position things to move to a star to get to that top right quadrant. And that's where a lot of the money is made. Hope it helps. Peace.